the Savoie Cajun Band, which features Mark Savoie and Anne Savoie from Eunice, Louisiana, and Dewey Balfa from Basile, Louisiana. I asked Dewey, Mark, and Anne to tell me a little bit about themselves, kind of give you a little bit of background about them. Dewey said he is very interested in preserving the culture of Louisiana Cajun culture, the original style of Cajun fiddling. He's been doing that for about 50 years. He teaches many workshops and students from across the nation. He's done apprenticeships programs. He's worked with a lot of public schools and is, devotes himself to developing an awareness in young people to be alert to their Cajun identities. Mark and Anne Savoie are, again, they're from Eunice, Louisiana. Mark builds the accordions that he's going to be playing for you this afternoon. Anne is an author. She has written a book that the Washington Post has said is, quote, the definitive book of Cajun music. Their style of music, of course, is the traditional Cajun. And Anne says it's the regressive style, not the progressive. So, little joke there. Mark and Dewey, this will be their first public performance together in several years. So we're honored with this treat. Mark's got a music store that's out in Eunice, Louisiana, and it's known as a gathering place for Cajuns of all ages. And again, you know, Mark and Dewey, they learned their music from their parents and from at different house parties. So it's very, very traditional. Let's see how we're doing. Are
you? Yep.
How are you doing? Okay. Okay, well, we're all systems go.
All systems and
again,
go, all right.
The Savoie Cajun Band. Give me a hand.
Yeah, both hands.
Okay, it'll work. You need some vocal mic, too.
Want to do that?
Yep.
Hier au soir, tout pour tout d'où moi j'étais pour rejoindre un joli cœur. Et y'a la promesse qu'il m'avait fait, et la mort tourne le dos sans aller rejoindre nos.
Hello, Dewey says he needs more monitors on the fiddle, more fiddle on the monitors or something like that. We're really glad to be here, but I must make an apology. You know, I always thought of Florida as being nothing but hot sun and beach and sandy places, you know. And this is real nice. This is a welcome relief. You guys do have trees and nice shady spots. It's a lot like Louisiana, except that it's about 50 degrees too cooler. It's too cool right now for us, and there's no mosquitoes. But other than that, it's real nice.
I'd like to say that it's a great pleasure to be here. I'm honored to have been asked by the Savoies to come and play with him. We've done a lot of work together, but it's been a long time since we did a performance together. And likewise with Mark, I agree with everything he said. It's a very nice country. You even have Spanish moss here. Yeah. And sometimes you might just think you're back home when you look at the trees. And we have a lot of pine trees, oak trees, and a lot of sauce piquant, gumbo. We missed that since we got here.
But no hills.
We got here last night, you see. But it's really nice to be here.
And no hills. That's the only thing we don't.
I didn't see any bayous.
No bayous.
I missed that.
Hills. Okay, let's sing a good waltz. Annie?
Now, this is a workshop. We should have had the dance workshop first. I think it comes after us, so y'all could all be dancing, but feel free to dance if you want to. There's a lot of space around here. I'm going to play. This is. If y'all have anything to talk about, I think this is a workshop, isn't it?
Is it?
Is this a workshop or a concert? What is this?
Whatever
okay,
we decide,
okay,
whatever
okay.
Y'all decide to do is what it
Let's
will
do
be.
A waltz.
It's a nice visit on the Memorial Holiday. So if you feel
okay,
if you
right.
feel like asking questions, please do. Not in particular.
Okay. Annie, what you want to sing?
But if I have to, I will.
No.
Peut-être not.
Yeah, but okay. Play the Kaplan Waltz. Let's chanter ça bien.
Okay, we're going to play the Kaplan Waltz. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right.
For those of you who don't know, this is these people have just proven this is a dance music, and its whole purpose is to dance to. It was made to dance to. It's not made to sit around. You know, it's not like a music you would sit and meditate listening to the words. It's a music. It's a beat. A music with a beat. Like that song. That song, the Kaplan Waltz, is about a man whose woman. This man's woman left him, and so every night when he goes to bed and he falls asleep, he thinks he sees his woman's eyes watching him in the darkness when he's in his bed at night. They're kind of mysterious,
guilty
haunting
conscience.
Lyrics. So that's the way old Angelas Lejeune used to sing that one. Okay, now we're going to do y'all a little two-step Mark made up.
Well, not that right now.
No. He's so shy. Okay.
No, not that. I just don't want to. Let's do something else. Anything else but that.
Okay. Any requests? We got a Cajun group.
Step Mark made up.
No, we'll do it at the wall.
We'll do that in a minute. There's a man, I want to tell you something. There's a man at the concession stand over here that asked me a question a minute ago. He says, is it true people back home? He said, speak French? I said, sure. A lot of people speak French. He says, why? I said, it's very, very, that's an easy question to answer. I said, you know, many, many years ago, the Anglos, and I have nothing against the Anglos, don't get me wrong. I said, many, many years ago, the Anglos came into our area and told our ancestors that the language we spoke, the food that we ate, the music that we played, and the lifestyle that we lived was not correct. It was not what was happening and what was supposed to happen or what not what should be happening. But I said, the only trouble is that these Anglos, what they offered was less than what we had. So we went ahead and stuck to our ways, and that's why we still speak French.
All right.
The alternative was worse than what was there already.
Okay.
We're going to play a little song that Doug Kershaw recorded, and he made it real popular, but we're going to do a version that was recorded in 1940 before Doug recorded. It's in French, and it's called Diggy Liggy Low and Diggy Liggy La. Thank you.
Y'all looking good. You're looking good.
I need more monitors, or I need a monitor to be moved to where I can hear my fiddle. I can't hear myself.
Through the monitor.
Dewey needs the monitors up on his fiddle, please.
I can't hear myself when I take my lead.
Okay. Well, all of those songs, if you like them, they all came off of our new tape and our CD called Two Step Dummy Day by the Savoie Douce Cajun Band. And today, we have, like we were saying, we have the Honorable Dewey Balfour with us, who's always been a very dear friend of Mark's and has played. Mark and Dewey have made records together, too, and so we just all got back together now. We decided to go on a trip together. It's the first time they've played together in a lot of years, so we're excited to be with Dewey.
Ann and I have four reasons why we can't play with you as much as we'd like, and their names are Sarah, Gabrielle, Wilson, and Joelle. So. That's four good reasons why we can't play as often as we'd like.
Okay, here's an announcement.
There is a silver car parked nearby that ways. It's a lease car. You need to move it. The buses are having a hard time. You don't want to have your car messed up now.
It's ours.
A silver lease car.
It's ours.
Oh, okay.
We didn't know. I mean, we didn't know where to park.
That's perfectly all right in Louisiana.
We parked just because we parked. Oh,
we get by with much worse than that. At least it's not stolen. But now we realize this is a civilized place, and we have to abide by the rules.
It's been recorded both by Dewey Balfour and Austin Pete, and we learned it from Austin Pete at 45, put out in the 40s, and it's called Jolie Jureuse, Beautiful Little Pink Cheeks.
Yeah, I like it like that. Let me get some vodka here.
Good morning.
Can you hear my fiddle in there? Yeah, higher, in the monitor. Can you hear me? I don't hear my fiddle. I don't know if I'm out of tune or in tune or... Maybe something wrong with the fiddler. They didn't have a ticket on it. Huh?
Any requests? Yeah. Huh?
We play Cajun music.
Okay, Madame Sustan?
Oh, okay. No,
How about more fiddle in the monitors? I still have trouble with it.
This is a really great little song that Mark and Dewey actually recorded together with D.L. Menard in the 70s. It's called the Port Arthur Blues. And
let's try that.
It's one of those songs that's been passed down and passed down and passed down. And I think Dewey's the one who really made it popular, though, to tell you the truth. The Port Arthur Blues.
Where'd you learn that, Dewey?
I learned that from a record of Mr. Leo Swallow. When I was a young man, I listened to a lot of records, and it was one of the tunes that I really liked. I liked the drive of the rhythm and the arrangements of the bowing and so forth. So it's one of my favorite fiddle tunes.
All right.
And Mark,
how come it's called Port Arthur?
Because I have no idea.
That's a good answer.
We have
to tell the folks that a lot of time you hear a title of a song from a certain town or an area. And back in the old days, the songs didn't have any titles. And when you wanted to remember a song or a melody that you heard, you either heard it in Port Arthur or it might be Mark's Two Step or the Savoy's Waltz or something like that. But it was a way of my remembering the melody. And
recalling
the melody. So sometimes you might hear the same melody under a different title, but that's the reason.
Okay. Thank you. Dewey's going to sing a waltz for y'all. This is one of the most beautiful Cajun songs, and it's probably the first one anybody learns when they learn a Cajun song. It's called J'ai passé devant ta porte, I passed by your door. And when he knocked at his door, no one came out to meet. He went to his girlfriend's house and knocked at her door, but no one came to the door. And so when he continued to knock, and the way Dewey sings it, finally the old mother came to the door, and he looked in and he saw a coffin, and there were candles all around the coffin. His girlfriend had died in his absence. And it's a very sad song.
Tear jerker.
It's a tear. Don't cry now, y'all. Yeah, all the dancers are crying.
Dance to her memory.
Passé devant ta porte, j'ai crié bye bye à ma belle. Y'a personne qui a répondu. Oh, yeah, mon cœur m'a fait du mal. J'suis revenu, j'ai frappé à la porte. Sa vieille maman l'a sortie. En pleurant, j'ai demandé quoi c'est y avait. Elle a pas pu me répondre à ma lueur. J'ai rentré dans la maison. Moi j'ai vu son cercueil exposé. Des chandelles allumées. Why, mom?